Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Out, but it's like 52 degrees this morning. If you like the winter weather in the middle of the summer, fascinating. We are several degrees away from boom. springtime is coming, folks. And I'm watching the sunset every night and trying to gauge the distance. The Father gave me a set of parameters to look for, to watch. And we are just several degrees. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm going by, it's at this tree now, and when it gets to over here to this tree. Yeah, Dad knows how to work with me, all right. We're not quite there at the other tree yet, so. But you know what, it amazes me that you look at the internet and everyone's talking about the coming Nibiru. Yeah, we get it. It's coming. We know. We've been watching for it since it backed out of our solar system in 2012. Crap should have hit the fan then. And we went into a delay hiatus. And so here we are, 2017, watching for its arrival again. But it's not the coming of Nibiru. Well, it's a cause and effect. What we're looking for is a pole flip, but no one's coming out and saying pole flip. They're kind of hiding behind the N word, the Nibiru word. They're not coming out and saying, hey, watch out, we got a pole flip coming. They're just saying, oh, look, Nibiru's coming, and it's going to cause all these disasters. Well, let's take the disasters one by one, because we know there's a bunch of them coming. So let's just deal with, add a step here. Break it down. Because right now, a pole flip is imminent. If I'm understanding correctly the things that I've been led to believe, my own little timeline that I've been hyping about for years. Okay, so we have the Eighth Regime, which I have told you is the Ashtar Command, these Ascended Masters, coming out of the realm of the New Age world. Call it the New Agers. That's the last and final regime on Earth, is this regime that's coming down to Earth, these Ascended Masters, these cosmic beings from space, idiots from space. They're actually just tall grays, and they're getting cloned bodies to operate in so they look humanoid. Because everyone's talking about the coming tall white race, the ones Hitler had tried to take over the world for, what he called the Aryans, the tall blondes with blue eyes. A lot of people also know them as Nordics, Pleiadians. There are tall white humanoid races in space, but the good ones have all gone back to the Father. They were restored. And so the remnant is left are the evil ones. So you are not talking, if you are talking to these beings in space, from space, channeling them, visiting, I don't know, most likely a lot of you think you're channeling them. You're not talking to nice ones. You're talking to the pure evil ones that were rejected. They're so evil they didn't even qualify to be redeemed and restored back to the Father. When that call went out several years ago, it happened over a span. There was a first call in like 12 billion left. Then there was a second call. We're up to about 19 billion in space of these offspring of the angels who fell, the offspring of the angels who fell, the So the Watchers' Rebellion, spoken about in the Book of Enoch, the Watchers' Rebellion, their children, and the bulk of them, about 85-90%, have been restored and redeemed back to the Father. Now the rest did not qualify, they were too evil. And so they are still around us with Lucifer's faction, the Reptilians, with Lilith's faction, the Greys, all of the almond-eyed alien races in space are Lilith's offspring. And then you have the races they've manufactured and crossbred, like the small Greys. They were just a manufactured, they produce small Greys like we produce cars in factories. And then demons inhabit those bodies of small Greys because demons have to have a body to inhabit. So anyway, folks, it's these beings that are coming. But first things first. The pole flip. And then we'll have the arrival of the Eighth Regime. Some kind of contact event with mankind. Coming in as our saviors to help the world clean up and dust the branches off their feet, so to speak, because there are going to be trees everywhere. And I see this in the Bible codes. And so I know, hey, if this pole flip happens, which is what they've always called the time of cleansing that's coming upon Earth, and their arrival is really close because they look like they could arrive any day. I've been watching for their arrival for a while, so that's kind of how the codes play out. They can make something look like it's imminent, it's dominant, and then it could take a year or two to even happen. Do I think we have that long? No. I suspect within the next 2 months, we're going to be in a pole flip. If it drags out, I would be surprised and amazed. But it's not necessarily the arrival of Nibiru we're watching for right now. We're watching for the signal of the pole flip, because that will happen whether or not we see Nibiru or not. The signal is the sun setting in its space a few degrees over, and then boom. The Father said also to watch the moon, watch for it to turn red. I haven't seen the moon in weeks, and then after the show Monday night, there it was in the west. I laughed. I said they're hiding it. They don't want it, you know, every time I mention to say something, they hide it. And so I go outside after the show Monday night, and there was the moon sitting right in the west. And it was there last night too. So ask yourself, if the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and the moon is supposed to be on the opposite side of the sky, then why is the sun setting in the northwest and the moon rising in the west? Does that not alarm anybody? It wasn't wet. It wasn't red. But they could chemtrail it. Hide it on the days it is. I don't know. Maybe it'll appear red to some people in some areas and not in others. There's a question in the chat room. I wonder how many people will be here after the pole flip to experience the arrival of the event. Well, there's going to be billions here. The pole flip is not the end all, folks. It's not the end all. The arrival of Nibiru basically is, but we're not there yet. We're at a pole flip. And I'm going to tell you something. The Father woke me up out of sleep the other night. Well, I'm not even sure I was sleeping. I don't think I've been sleeping at night. It's been, this whole week has been like, can I buy an hour of sleep? It just seems like nighttime has been really, really chaotic. Can't seem to rest to get some sleep. But anyway, it's telling me to go Orgo in a certain area. And, why would I need to Orgo in a certain area to protect certain things from being destroyed in a pull flip? If they couldn't be protected, if they were just going to be destroyed. So this has given me a huge pause because I know the Oregon is going to be protection from the coming giants and the creatures mentioned in Revelation chapter 9 and the alien invasions I've talked about. And we've seen it over the years where hurricanes were coming towards the coastlines and the people who put out Oregon were spared from destruction. We've seen tornadoes switch directions, bounce off an Oregon wall and go to another direction. And so I could step out on a ledge and say, hey, you know what? People that have Oregon in their yards could be spared from destruction of this pole flip. They could become protection areas. I'm not going to say you're not going to experience downed trees or branches, or be annoyed by certain things. But that's a heck of a lot better than having your house picked up and moved to the next other side of the country. You know? I think, and I've been feeling led to go out and reinforce some areas that I haven't given thought to for 10, 15 years since I orgoned them, to go out and reinforce some areas. So if that wasn't going to be a protection, then why would I bother with it? Why would he lead me to do it, you know? And so I think that's going to be huge, a huge factor in the communities that get destroyed and the communities that are spared. Are the people who listened and stood up and orgoned their communities. You know, I often think of highway points and things like that as well, so that you want your highways protected and your main routes protected so food trucks can get to the stores. So when you're planning Oregon missions, folks, Oregon, your strip malls, your grocery stores, my favorite spot, storing them up on the roofs. And or go on the highways and byways so that the trucks can get there, they're not destroyed. Now I know there's going to be downed limbs and trees and the electric grid will be out. That can be repaired. I mean, we do that now in bad storms. And, you know, get axes, get primitive tools, get axes and hand saws and things you can chop up trees and get them out of the roadways. Maybe some chainsaw gas. Chainsaw gas, you like that? Well, you know what I'm talking about. It'll be community efforts to get communities back up and running. Yeah, there's going to be huge thrashing of the oceans. That's why I've said the coastlines are going to be destroyed. But you're not going to see the doomsday map scenarios right now. Not right now. I was looking at the Navy's map, doomsday map. And then they have psychics and remote viewers. They're doomsday maps. That's not for right now. That's, yeah, we're gonna see some thrashing of the waves and a lot of things destroyed on the oceans, but it's not going to be the end all like it will be when the asteroid hits Indonesia and the wormwood hits Atlantic. Another common misconception is that wormwood is Nibiru. I was just watching Navy intelligence video, and a guy saying that Nibiru was wormwood. I laughed. Because I am a Bible nerd and a Bible geek, and I've been studying it since I was 8 years old. And let me tell you something. In Revelation chapter 8, let me read this. Verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Now, first of all, lamp is like another word for starlight. Skylight, I mean. That's a term I see in the codes. I see skylight. It's a star. It's a small planet. It's a huge rock. Like Shiva. Because I've been telling you Shima's going to crash in the Atlantic. And Shima is also known as a skylight. You can see it at night. It's a yellow ball in the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania. It's been stuck there since 2008 when I malfunctioned it with Oregon. And it hasn't moved since. But they still live there. That's where the Eighth Regime's coming out of. That's where the whole Ashtar Command. That's where Lilith's Rock. That's where she lives. When she's not off torturing people and killing them for sport, because she likes to go on vampire hunts at night. It takes them 10 minutes to get to Earth from Shima. 10 minutes. And that because they have super fast ships, which I'm sure they do. But you can also just use portals, like vacuum hoses, and just slide down to Earth through portals, hoses, so to speak. So Wormwood, if Nibiru was near Wormwood and crashed into the Earth, do you think only a third part of the Earth would be affected when Nibiru is about 50 times the size of Earth? It would completely obliterate Earth. Completely obliterate Earth. So Nibiru is not Wormwood. And when you see this, a third part of the rivers, a third part, that means a region. So it's going to land in a region, and that region is going to be affected. I already keep getting all these creepy feelings about the Atlantic Ocean. Atlantic Ocean's going to get really creepy. And on top of it, Wormwood is going to crash into it. And when Wormwood crashes into the... Now you can introduce your Navy maps. Now your Doomsday maps make sense. Because the East Coast, the Southeast of America, boom. Florida, you're gone. Some of those other states up to the Appalachian Mountains, the coastlines will just fall. I told you the Appalachians would be a safe place to be. As far as water destruction, there's creepy creatures in the Appalachians. I know that. I can feel it. The Madrid fault line zone, that's probably going to happen. That could be synonymous with the pole flip. And I know some maps have Wisconsin gone. Wisconsin, you're going to be fine. Wisconsin is not going under the water. Let me tell you what's going to happen. The other map was correct that I saw, how Lake Erie is going to demolish the top part of Ohio and head over to the Mississippi and come down the Mississippi River. And that is going to take a huge chunk out of northeast Arkansas and go all the way down to the Gulf. It'll take out Nashville on the way. Nashville's going to be toast. Wisconsin will be fine. Now, Michigan kind of sucks for Michigan because you're a peninsula between Lake Michigan and what's that on the other side of you, Superior? And you kind of got Erie down there at the corner. You're kind of like right there in between. You could be like surrounded by four different lakes because you got Ontario at the top. And when the earth starts rocking to and fro like a drunkard, you're kind of like right there with four lakes. So, yeah, Michigan could suffer a lot of water destruction, but it's not going to sink the entire peninsula. It's not like it's going to sink. And you know why? Because there is a ton of orgone in Michigan. Literally, a ton of orgone. Not just me, but other warriors in Michigan that have put up a lot of orgone in Michigan. I've done a ton of work in Michigan. I've done a ton of work in Ohio. And so I know these states that have a lot of orgone in them are going to make it. I'm not worried about Michigan. I'm not worried about Wisconsin. Wisconsin's another state that has a lot of orgone in it. You can think the grandmas in these states, folks. I told you the last day's war against the wicked would be fought by grannies and children, and it has been. In this instance, they've been protected by grannies and children. Kind of funny that on the center of the country over to the East Coast, it's been dominantly women. And then from the center to the West Coast, it's been dominantly men. I can't like that for odds. It seems the way it's been. It's the way it's been. The men are a lot more silent than women because us women like to gab and chat and stuff like that. But they've done a good job. They're bang-ups. They've done a great job standing up and getting things done. So, someone was asking me about the full eclipse of the sun on August 21st. You know, I like any eclipse. I like anything right now because those are signs. And we know that the sun and moon are darkened. Signals the sixth seal, which would be the New Madrid fault line going. I've always told you I felt that the sixth seal, the worldwide earthquake, would be the New Madrid going. Because it won't just stop at the Great Lakes. When the New Madrid blows, it's going to go all the way around the world. But I'm not seeing the aspect on the other side of the lake. So I'm just seeing my side over here, which is Lake Erie down to the Gulf. That's what I'm seeing. Anyway, wow, this show's over already. It went quick. Get ready. Prepare while you have time. And support this ministry, folks. I know y'all go on vacations and disappear for the 3 months of summer, but I need to get bills paid. I need to stay on the air. So go to SherryShriner.com and click on the donate page. You can donate via GoFundMe, PayPal, Square Cash, and send it to my PO box. Four different ways to support this ministry, folks. So just prepare, and I'll be back Friday. We'll pick up with where I've left off today. Till then, everybody. God bless.